past we've spoken about the issue of people during Birchas Kohanim looking at the hands of the Kohen. So I don't want to talk about that today, but something else intrigued me about Birchas Kohanim, and that is just the behavior of the Tzibur during Birchas Kohanim. Sometimes people seem bored during Birchas Kohanim. What is a person supposed to do if you are not a Kohen during Birchas Kohanim? It seems to be one of those things that Kohanim are inspired by, and others less so. So let's discuss what it is for what a Yisrael's role during Birchas Kohanim is about. First of all, the Sefer HaChinuch in Shinai in Ches writes that Mishor Sheh Mitzvah Shechafetz Hashem B'tuva Agadol Levarich Amo Al Yad HaMishor Simachonim Tamid Beis Hashem V'kol Machshavasam Davka B'Avodaso V'Nafsham K'shura B'Yirasa Kol Hayom. That Hashem wanted to, in his great kindness, to bless the Jewish people by way of those who are closest to him and those who serve him and those who spend their life in the shadow of the Shechina. Ubizchusam tachula bracha aleihem yisporchu kol maaseihem v'yinoam Hashem aleihem. And in their zechus, the bracha should be chal, we should be blessed, and everything should go well for us. So it's really out of God's kindness to Klal Yisrael that we have such a thing, called Birchas Kohanim. So it's not really for the Kohanim, it's more for us than for the Kohanim, the way the Sefer HaChinuch describes it. So does that make it our mitzvah? Do we have a mitzvah of being there and listening to Birchas Kohanim? The Torah Tamim has a comment in Parshas Naso where he says that whenever you have an opportunity, you have a person who's able to do a mitzvah, but the only way they can do their mitzvah is if I participate on the other end, then it becomes like my mitzvah. For example, a man is mechuyav in pruvu. A woman's not mechuyav in pruvu. But a man can't do pruvu without a woman. It's impossible. So Melech creates like a sort of chiyuv on the woman to participate in pruvu, because that's the only way that a man's going to do the mitzvah. So says the Torah Tamima that the same is true with Birchas Kohanim. That Birchas Kohanim, since there has to be someone to bless, otherwise the Kohen's never going to be able to do this mitzvah, so it's ki'ilu. It's not that it's a mitzvah Yisrael, but it becomes like a mitzvah. It becomes like a chova on a regular Yisrael to be misbarech from the Kohanim. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan in Sivdalin and Sim Kuf Chav Ches writes that it's not a mitzvah saseh, but it is a chiyuv. And he goes on to say that if someone fails to go and be part of it and receive the bracha, it's kiboit bibirchaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if he is rejecting the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So certainly it's something that we are supposed to do. Now what about women? If it's something that we're supposed to do, so should women make sure to be in shul every time there's Birchas Kohanim? There are certain times that women are noeg to be makbet to be in shul. For Yizkar, someone who has say Yizkar, a woman who has say Yizkar will always be makbet to be in shul. Very often for Ne'ilah, a woman will be makbet to be in shul. Rosh Chodesh benching, many women, certainly in previous generations, are makbid to go to shul. So is there a reason to be makbid dafka for women to go to shul during Birchas Kohanim? So it's very interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that you would think that they should, but he says, think about it. What when a man receives a bracha, a married man with a family receives a bracha, what does that bracha mean? Is that bracha a personal bracha? He says if it's only about him and it's not about his wife and his kids, then it's not a bracha at all. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that if the bracha doesn't extend to his wife and his children, ein lecha klala yoser mizu. There's no greater klala than to have the man receive bracha and no one else in his family receive bracha. Can you imagine? He receives arichus yamin, but his wife and his kids don't. So that's a terrible klala. What kind of life is that? That's a horrible klala. He receives health, but his wife and his kids don't receive health. A terrible klala. So certainly, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's understood that when a man receives a bracha, that a married man receives a bracha, that by extension, it applies to his wife and his children as well. And therefore, he suggests that it's not critical for a woman to attend shul for Birchas Kohanim, because by extension, the bracha will apply to her anyway. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham writes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Simchat Nun Aleph, in Simon Kuh, Kuf Chav Ches, is that one is not technically halachically obligated to stand by Birkas Kohanim. The Shulchan Aruch writes that the Kohanim ain mevarchin ela b'lashon hakodesh uva amida. Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Yadalid, but the Mishmur points out that's shak sheya Kohanim ba'amida. But the tzibur rasha and leishev raksh yupanim keneged panim. They just have to make sure they're positioned correctly. But the minig is shakol omdin. The minig is that people stand, but it's not a requirement for people to stand during Birkas Kohanim. The tzibur answers amen to each of the brachs of Birkas Kohanim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Yud Gimel. The Kohanim say Yivarecha, and then the Shliach Tzibur Mila B'Mila calls out each of the words of the psukim. And after the first pasuk of Oz Onim Tzibur Amen, V'chein Achar Pasuk Sheni, V'chein Achar Pasuk Shlishi. That after each pasuk you have to answer amen. However, Shulchan Aruch points out one has to be very careful that they only answer amen after the Kohanim are finished saying all the words. One is not Eina Tzibra Omer Amen at Shetichle Bracha Mipia Kohanim. That they only answer amen after the Kohanim finish the word. Sometimes the Kohanim will be extending the word and people jump the gun a little bit and they'll answer amen. That is not what the Tzibra is supposed to do. They should only say it after the Kohanim have finished what they their Bracha. Now, so how does one behave during Birkas Kohanim? So one is supposed to, Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Chav Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says that during Birkas Kohanim, B'Shosh, Shokanim, Varchamam, Lo Yabitu, V'lo Yasichu Daitam, Eliyu, Einayim, Klapei Mata, Kamo Sha'omid, B'Tfila. Assume a tefillah posture. One should not be looking around, one should not be having Hesech Hadas, one should be acting as if he is davening. V'am Yichavnu L'Bracha, you should have Kavana for the Bracha. And you Panayim, Kenegat Panayim, Kohanim, V'lo Yistak L'Vahem. And you should be facing the Kohanim without looking at the Kohanim. But that's the posture one is supposed to assume. It's supposed to be one of tefillah giving undivided attention to the Kohanim, and therefore it is usher for one to learn during Birkas Kohanim. Ber Hetiv writes in Os Mem Vav in Simin Kuf Chav Ches. Ber Hetiv writes that nishalti yomuto likros harparsha shnayim mikra vecha targum. Someone thought, oh, Birkas Kohanim, you know, they're singing for so long, can I just do shnayim mikra during that? And he says, no, ainu mutter. I feel the mandir b'nubuto likros harparsha shnayim mikra vecha targum mishosh hashat skori harparsha b'sefer Torah. I feel lachy as Birkas Kohanim. Even if you're all during Kriyas HaTorah, you're allowed to do shnayim mikra, not during Birkas Kohanim. So a person should not be learning, should not be davening, should not be zogin tilim, should not be merav sedra, none of that stuff during Birkas Kohanim. Now, the positioning of the tzibur is also important over here, because as we pointed out, the Gemara in Sota says in Daf Lamed Chesav and Beis, and really Shulchan Aruch passes this in Si'if Chav Dalid, that you need to have Am Sha'achorei HaKohanim Eino B'chlal Bracha. You need to be in front of the Kohanim. Anyone that's behind the Kohanim is not included in the Bracha. But milufneim uvitzideim, if you're in front of them or at least off to the sides, then you're included in the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, "La'achareim nami im heim anusim kegoram shebesadul shem trudim b'malachtam v'ni mecholim lavo heim b'chalal bracha." Sometimes you can be included in the bracha even if you're behind the kohen, but that's only if it's an anus, if it's in an extenuating circumstance, because Chazal tell us that even the yam shebesados is included in the bracha. There is an interesting discussion in poskim. What does one do if they're still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei when they get to Birkas Kohanim? So if Moshe writes in the Chuv in Orachaim Chelik Dalet Sim Chaval Fos Beis that one should not be in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and they get to Birkas Kohanim. I mean, if you're about to start Shemoneh Esrei and you realize you're a little behind the Tzibur and you're going to miss Birkas Kohanim, do not start Shemoneh Esrei, because you should wait for the Birkas Kohanim so you can receive the bracha properly. But if one is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, certainly you would stop in the middle and listen without saying anything. But a discussion in the poskim whether one should move to be in front of them, even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Remember, there's an interesting discussion in Poskim about when you're allowed to move during Shemoneh Esrei. The halacha is you're supposed to be standing straight, but moving, if you're having trouble having kavana, you're allowed to move. So would this be enough? What? Maybe for that also, maybe something's bothering you. If you're not able to have kavana, then you're allowed to move during Shemoneh Esrei to another spot. But this seems to be a discussion in the post. Rav Moshe thinks not so. Rav Moshe thinks one should not move in And halachically speaking, Rabbi Leibowitz quotes from, not me, Rabbi Moshe David Leibowitz quotes from his Rebbe, Rabbi Belsky, that he thinks that you can move during Birchas Kohanim. Now, if you're, so that's if you're a middle of Shemona Esrei. Now, the probably number one minhag that people are aware of during Birchas Kohanim is what the Gemara talks about in Brachos, on Daf Nun Heyam and Beis. The Gemara says, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Lamed. In Simon Kuf Lamed, Sifal Shulchan Aruch writes, Man de chaza chalma v'lo yoda mai chaza. If a person had a dream and he's not sure what it all means, Nekum kamekani b'shar shalom l'duchen v'neima hachi. He should stand in front of the Kohanim when they're duchening, and he should say, Ribbono shalom ani shalach v'chalama say shalach, etc. And he says this whole tefillah of the Ribbono shalom. So that's only for man de chazi chalma. But the Taz and Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Mishabur and the Archa Shulchan all point out that nowadays in Chutz Laaretz we say it on all Shalosh Regalim, because it used to be that it would only be when you're Chazachalma, but Mistama, within, between one regal and another, everyone probably saw a dream at some point in between them, and therefore we should say it at that point in time. This is part of the what changes when we're not in Eretz Yisrael and we can't do Birchas Kohanim every day. It's interesting that the Rav Shurmach in Tshuvas VaHanhagos Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed says that when he would travel to Chutz Laaretz, he would pay a Kohen in Eretz Yisrael to have him in mind during Birchas Kohanim. He figured the Am Shabbosados, if you're Anus and you can't be there, the Am Shabbosados is included. So you would actually pay a Kohen in Eretz Yisrael doing Birchas Kohanim every day to have him in mind that he should be included in the bracha. That's a double chiddush. Chiddush number one is that it works, and chiddush number two is that if it works, that you need to do that. That you need him to have you in mind. I mean, he has in mind all the Am Shabbosados. So chiddush number one is that you're called Am Shabbosados even though you're on a different continent. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is that even if you're going to say it's going to work, not just Shabbosados, but even on a different continent, then why do you got to pay the guy? Why do you have to tell him to have you in mind? He's having in mind the Am Shabbosados. So it's a double chiddush of Shlomo Chazar. Shlomo Zalman and Elichu Shlomo says not that way. He says that if you're in Am Shabbosados means Ba'osa Medina. If you're in a different Medina, forget about it. That doesn't work. You can't, it doesn't extend. It doesn't extend that far. Now, there is a minhag that after the Kohanim are done with the Birchas Kohanim, the Mishabura in Sivkat and Samach, actually, in some Kuf Chavchas, I'm not mistaken. Let's just find it here. Mishabura says that the minhag is that after the Kohanim finished duchening, Va'achshav shaminhag lomer l'kohanim b'yiridas min haduchan yishar, yashakoyach. Right? That's what we say. We give a yashakoyach. So he says that's why the Kohanim should wait till after the Shliach Tzibur finishes Kaddish, because otherwise people aren't going to be responding to Kaddish properly. So the only reason they're staying there the whole time is because of the minhag to say Yashakach. So since everyone's going to say Yashakach, the Kohanim are going to want to wait until you get to a time where people are allowed to say Yashakach, where they're not going to be talking in the middle of davening. The Har Tzvi has a tshuva, Ritzvi Pesach Frank, in Chelek Aleph Siman Samach Beis, that he has a discussion where the Kohanim are allowed to say Baruch Tiyah, or Bruchim Tiyu. He has a Havamina that maybe they shouldn't. Why? Because he thinks it's Bal Tosif, that it's Mosif ala Brachos. Kohanim are supposed to give a certain amount of Brachos. They say Baruch Tiyah, it's going to be a Bal Tosif that they're being Mosif ala Brachos. Minig is not to be makbid about that, but that's an interesting Ha'ara from C. Pesach Frank. Okay.